It's a chaotic scene at Honolulu's largest homeless shelter. I'm at the Institute for Human Services Evie Lay facility off Dillingham. Babies are crying and children run in the street as families line up on the porch outside waiting for lunch. This is where I meet Malia Durden. She's 19, from Kalihi, and used to be homeless. She's visiting her mom today, who still is.
You see it's like crowded and there's a lot of people here. And that makes it kind of like depressing.
Malia's mom, Rose, has been at the IHS shelter for a little more than a year.
I don't think she thought that she'd be like 60-something years old and houseless.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not something you plan for.
Not something you plan for, a lesson Malia learned 2 years ago. When she was 17, her mom, Rose, suffered a stroke.
She has slurred speech. She can't walk, like, without a walker anymore. And I feel like it has done some things mentally, too.
In the quiet of a studio, Malia told me about how that stroke changed their lives.
I don't think I realized that just one medical disaster could really throw you off.
Unable to work, Rose had to quit her job as a cashier at Marukai Market. Most months, the two of them struggled to meet the rent.
My mother was the only one working. Like, we didn't have any family. Like, it was just me and my mom. She was the point person that was taking care of the both of us. And so when she had a stroke, it's like that security was gone.
Eventually, they were evicted. Malia remembers that day, being alone at the apartment, packing things frantically.
My mother wasn't home. She was at church, but they told me that we needed to pack everything and be out that day. And I remember trying to talk to them, but it was as if I wasn't even there. Like, they would just be like, you need to get out.
With nowhere to go, they ended up at Lighthouse, an emergency shelter in Waipahu. Malia, who always had a house, a place to sleep, suddenly found herself sleeping on a mat on the floor.
It was just this level of like, how could this happen? And it happened so fast. You know, I did not know any houseless people growing up. I knew people that lived in rooms, you know. I knew people that had to live in their grandmother's house, you know, but they always had a place to go. Like, I didn't know anybody who lived in a shelter.
Unlike other shelters, you don't have to pay to sleep at Lighthouse, but there is a rigid set of rules you have to follow. No phones after lights out, awake by 6 a.m., a curfew.
When you live at a shelter, a lot of what you do revolves around that fact. Like, when we were at the shelter, like, I had to plan things so that I could be back in time.
And you can't stay in the shelter during the day. Most of the time, Malia and her mom would end up at a nearby 7-Eleven and just wait, sometimes all day.
I'd just have to, like, spend the whole day with my mom, and we kind of just be wandering around until night.
During this time, Malia started to cut herself off. She stopped talking to her friends. She didn't post on social media. She wanted to stay hidden.
I only reached out to people who I consider like a resource, you know. I told the people who needed to know because I knew that they could help me and my mom. I didn't want anybody to know.
Things grew tense with her mom as the two spent all day together for weeks. Malia, a teenager on the brink of adulthood, felt trapped.
I felt kind of isolated in that sense because, like I said, I spent so much time in the community. I spent so much time trying to escape my mom. And then by the time we were houseless, it's like I had to be with her. I was really being forced to face this, what I was afraid of, to face this reality that this is what happened to my mother, and this is the effect and what it did to our lives, and now this is the reality of what is happening.
During the entire time at Lighthouse, Malia was working, sometimes two jobs. Eventually, she moved in with a friend.
And so that was the first time that I started living on my own. Like, right now, I'm 19, living in a room, paying $650 a month, living the adult life. I didn't think that was going to happen.
Malia's adult life is not all joy. Her mother still lives in a homeless shelter, but she's not letting her past cripple her future.
I think it's something that I'm ready to talk about, finally, because I feel like I'm at a point where I can say, yeah, this did happen, but this is not my reality. My reality is something much better.
Hello?
Hey, Malia, it's Molly. How's it going?
Hi, Molly.
I recently called Malia. She told me she'd just gotten back from a national poetry competition in Brooklyn. She tells me now she's working with Kokua Kalihi Valley through AmeriCorps. And with the help of a scholarship from the program, she's considering college next year at KCC. Molly Solomon for HPR News.